I'm Tim Fleming, and on the KGLO Live Line this morning, I have a guest, a good friend of mine, Kenyon Civils, the captain at the Salvation Army office in Mason City. Kenyon, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. How are you today, Tim?
Well, good. Yeah. Hey, by the way, before we get talking about some business, I know you got a fun little event about to happen, but I just wanted to say congratulations to you and your wife, Melissa, on the birth of a new baby in your family. So so now you have two little ones. But again, congratulations. That's outstanding.
Well, I appreciate that. And yeah, I have a couple little girls, and Eden is the new one's name. She's a couple weeks old now, and she is, so far, she's a good sleeper. She's a much better sleeper. She's a much calmer personality than her older sister was. I can't remember back everything with her sister at 2 weeks, but Eden seems to be more chill. So, yeah, those of you who have more than one child, you can probably remember some of the differences in their newborn years and the development of their personality. And so we're very interested to see how that will all play out. But, I joke with my wife, my older daughter's two. And I think there are some days where a rabid dog might be more calm than she is. But Eden is a delight. She's precious, and she's a good sleeper, which my wife and I both appreciate.
Well, Trinity's been she's been battling the sickness a little bit. Hopefully she gets feeling better too. But it's yeah, it is fun to see kids and their different personalities, and as they grow and go and all that kind of stuff. That's the neat part about young kids, is they do take on their own individualism, and that's kind of fun too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now I mentioned you got a little something special going on with the Salvation Army. And this is a fun thing that you do, well, at least once a quarter you try to do this, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Once a quarter, we're doing a trivia night. And this happens at our building at 747 Village Green Drive, just east of Menards, next to the Social Security Administration building. But we're doing a trivia night fundraiser. And just some of the pertinent details, it's tonight, Tuesday night, starts at 7, doors open at 6:30. There's teams of four, and we do that just to kind of spread it out. If you do not have three other people that you'd either want to dominate the world with, or three other people that you can't find, by all means, you can show up. We've had folks show up in the past. And you can join another team, or you could try to go at it by yourself. It is a great time. It's only $5, and the winning team, they will receive a $50 gift certificate to the Gobbler's Roost in Grafton. Gobbler's Roost in Grafton. I don't know if you've ever been there, Tim Fleming. They have some great food. I've heard they have some good drinks. I don't drink myself, but if that is where your inclination is, it's a great, great establishment, whether you win the gift certificate or not. But we're thankful to them, as well as Larry Elwood Construction. They are a business sponsor, so different for each trivia. We'll have a different business sponsor, and Larry Elwood Construction, they are the business sponsor this time around. But it's a great time, very casual atmosphere. There's food, there's usually some baked goods or candy or something like that. There's some drinks usually, and if you want to bring your own bottle of water, your own pop, that's fine too. But it's a great time.
Well, it sounds like it. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to attend any. I was joking about this yesterday when talking about it on the air. I am not a great trivia buff in all categories. There are a couple that I think I'm okay at, but it doesn't make any difference. It's becoming kind of that fun thing. People get together. They love to do trivia. And I think you touched on it a little bit, Kenyon. It's only $5. So this isn't one of those things that's going to break anybody. Yeah, just come and have fun.
Oh, no, absolutely. And, you know, I have certain areas as well, Tim, that people would not want me on their team for. But that's why it's fun to get a few other people. And you get a variety of areas. Okay, I'm good at this, and you're good at that. So we can team up, and hopefully we can cover a wide swath of categories. But, even if you're not good at any categories, it's a good time. And again, $5, that's not going to break the bank for us. We probably have $5 and change between our couch cushions and our car rattling around. But, it's a great time, and we'd love to see everyone who can come out and enjoy it.
Who's going to be reading the questions tonight? Do you have a... Is that Tom Toma? Is he going to help out this week? Or
Yes. City Councilman Tom Toma. He'll be reading the questions, and he's a trivia buff as well, so... you can come and pick his brain a little bit as you're answering some questions yourselves.
Yeah, I always try the way I judge how good I am at trivia. Did you ever watch the show The Cash Cab? Did you ever watch that, the old show?
I do. Yes, I have.
See, for me, I always figure about 50% of the time the cash cab guy would be throwing me out. And about 50% of the time I make it to the end with some cash. So, trivia is just fun thing to do. And it's, I think sometimes people get to this point in time of winter and they've had it, just get out of the house, go do something tonight. Right.
Absolutely. You know, it's, there's snow on the ground. We've had some nice days, but, we know that spring isn't quite here yet. And so break up the doldrums and, do something fun, maybe get a sitter for your kids and come on out, bring your spouse, bring your boyfriend, girlfriend, bring a friend, bring a few friends, and come out and support a great cause and have fun doing it.
And have a chance to win a $50 certificate to the Gobbler's Roost. That'd be enough to get me going.
Absolutely.
Hey, Kenyon, always fun to have you on the radio and talking about things going on at the Salvation Army. I appreciate you touching base with me this morning. Have fun, and know that as soon as we get a trivia night where I'm not working, I'll be there, I promise.
I would love to see you, Tim. I'd even have you on my team.
Yeah, I'd be the one going to get the soft drinks for everybody. Hey, Kenyon, have a great day. Good luck tonight.
Hey, you too.
Take care. Kenyon Civil's with us, Captain at Salvation Army on AM 1300 KGLO. It's trivia night at the Salvation Army. Go have fun.